In een andere uitzending heb je gehoord dat we in het Old Swan Hotel in Harrogate te gast zijn. We blijven 3 dagen hier. Misschien hebt u al fragmenten gehoord van de dingen die we gaan bezoeken. In ieder geval zitten we nu bij David. Hij is directeur eigenlijk van het hotel hier. Hij heeft ons al verteld over de geschiedenis. Hij heeft verteld dat het hotel ongeveer 200 jaar oud was. En dan komen we eigenlijk bij het jaar 1926. That's about Agatha Christie. David, what a history.
Absolutely, and welcome back. And here we are sat in almost the very spot where Agatha would have had her evening meal and enjoyed dancing and the spa treatments within Harrogate. So this visit of Agatha Christie represented an emotional part of her life. Her mum had just died, her husband had an affair, and she faked her own death, as only any good crime writing author would do, down in the south of England, and came up on the train to Harrogate to enjoy the spa waters and treatments, and stayed in the hotel for a period of 10 days. And during that period, if you can imagine where we are now, there would have been an element of music, yeah, and dance and live music. And so she enjoyed that, and she enjoyed the food and dining that guests do these days in the very same room that Agatha
Nobody
Christie.
Nobody knows she was Agatha Christie.
Nobody knew for 10 days, or let's say 9 days and 12 hours. She was eventually discovered by the banjo player in the band. Agatha Christie, it's remarkable that she managed to stay hidden for 10 days, because the modern day equivalent of her fame would be, let's say, David Beckham. And you can imagine, if David Beckham was to go missing for 10 days, a very famous person, I'm sure he would be recognised.
First day.
Yeah, we live in different worlds these days. But yeah, it's a story which is shrouded with intrigue and mystery. We do not have any records of which bedroom she actually stayed in. In the Second World War, a bomb dropped in Harrogate, and unfortunately the bomb dropped in the house where we archived all the records for the stairs. So we don't have an absolute verification of where she stayed, although we do have a few rooms which are possible. Back in those days, the hotel had ground floor rooms. So my current office, which, yeah, is down the corridor, could be that room. Yeah. So we did have ground floor rooms, and that side of the building is where we think she stayed. So we do have an Agatha Christie suite, which we would love people to come and enjoy, which has a writing desk and memorabilia of her visit. But we cannot be absolutely sure, as in all good crime writing stories, that's where she stayed.
Yeah. More about Agatha Christie in another broadcast, but people who want to know more about Agatha Christie and the hotel, you have a website.
We do. It's www.classiclodgers.co.uk/Old Swan Hotel.